Elsewhere in the world of dystopia, the blind knight J-Star, once filled with pride, now aches in the aftermath of battle, crawling on defeated limbs unto safety inch by inch, crawling away from a bloody, death-stained battleground, using his belly to slither, his knees bared he gripped the muddy surface, slipping, sliding and getting stuck on the thickened mud, dazed in the hazy fog of defeated will, crawling on raw elbows, forward in retreat with all expelled consciousness left dreams seamlessly intertwined with reality, a trail of blood as evidence to previous mayhem, the wounds buried in a colored veil of dry red mud, the injured knight using the last of his energy to almost his last breath, in retreat from in the brutality of his enemy, with all of his might he slithered between two rocks, rolling into the slit, tightly squeezing down and in, between the solid masses, he pulls his tethered cape from behind and over his head, covering his body to hide from view, time to rest, time to heal. The injured body of Sir J-Star slumps over, drained of energy, fighting his eyelids to stay open one last moment as they fall heavy on his face. He can only embrace waving motion of falling into a deep sleep. As his eyes side shut in a coma-like state, dreams emerge to entertain the mind and distract from the healing pain of such a frail state, weak and unable to defend, rest to build strength, recover, recuperate, to aim all efforts towards survival, hidden away in a tight space, undisturbed for quite a while. Seasons pass and foliage falls. The fallen autumn decay adds to his despise, hidden beneath shrubs, sticks and leaves, all composing into rich earthly soils filled with healing minerals. Over days that turned into months, the knight Sir J-Star lays hidden away between the craters of two giant rocks, cocooned in the forest's foliage, a time for metamorphosis, healing from a broken spirit and a mortally wounded body. A sleeping soul fights off a being of death in deep dream, unable to awake. The raging battle of internal faith, the belief in life, to live and survive. The battle rages on, until all was healed he lay in sleeping silence. It was not until all bones mended and festering sores closed, turning to scars of the past, the battle finally concured with all odds of doom, now a memory, trauma to the soul fading with the pain that once was so overwhelming. A feeling of newfound freedom consumes the body in an awaking whisper, awoken with her insatiable appetite of growing hunger. All the dirt and soils that had sat still for so long begins to breathe, an envelope cracks emerging from below, the dirts and soils are moving, finally disturbed with more movement from beneath, with slow lifts the soils to dip and rise, up and down the dirt, breathing with the awakening stretching of the body deep below, healed from the worst of his injuries, more wood healing with food and water. The body of the knight Sir J-Star awakes from a long slumber, breaking free of the cocooned, rising up through the dirt, sticks and twigs, emerging wide awake, overcome with hunger and thirst. Once conscious, effort to move came with struggle and pain, weakened by the lack of neuronic he hunted like a mindless zombie seeking sustenance, distracted from his own awakening by thirst and hunger. Eating anything in sight came without thought or hesitation, everything in sight, he feasted on, bugs, grubs and flower butts, licking the sweet sap dry from bark it emerged from, squeezing leaves for hydration and any drops of pleasure to be found, setting traps to catch any creature or rodent for a quick fix meal in efforts to solve the pain of hunger. Chapter, you lucky idiot, such things are too good to be true. Finally finding water, fresh, running, full of life, the water stream gave guidance for a direction to follow. In a slow weakened pace, on steady step after another, without notice the river turned to mud, like a spell of misdirection. Deception by an unseen evil set to enforce failure on all the effort you make towards the commitment of survival. The riverway followed turned dry, the dry mud turned hard, flattens out and becomes a pathway to walk upon. A path follows one step after the another, led further and further, passing through a dark mist veil. The forest in darkness and entices hiding in the shadows waiting to emerge, getting to the other side by force, feeling his way along, following step by step he emerges from the thick mud that still clings to him waist high, standing tall, cracking his back, left then right, he brushes some of the mud away and proceeds forward, stepping on woods he was sudden faced with a solid wooden door, the door frame feeling around, had a familiarity to it, a door illuminating with welcome and familiarity of home. Within close distance, such emotions warm the broken heart and cries of joy pleads the door to open and be welcomed back to a place you once called home, to be reunited with this door, instantly floods the brain with emotional memories from a childhood lived behind that very same door, some good and other memories rather not relived, all happened so very long ago, behind this door is my childhood home, the door leading to where his father still dwells, and after many years of bitter separation, to not come with hesitation, but in this form of desperation it must be done. Reaching out for help started with a knock. Knock, knock, a son tapping at his father's door with hopes he will be someone to lean upon in this time of need. A father, a friend to trust with such vulnerabilities, to let down a guard and relax in a safe place and invest in a father-son relationship that was long overdue after a young boy left this place once lived so very long ago. All hopes and a dream of dazed thoughts stepping from darkness to the doorstep. A second round knock, knock, knock. A door swings open with his father, the former blacksmith, standing frail in his old age. Withered in his effort to move, he shuffles closer. His vision clears for clarity, for at his door was his long unseen son, the blind child, Ling Midnight. With a weak hug of fragile bones, his father turns and shifts, waving in his son with welcome as the former blacksmith shuffles across the floors and onto his soft armchair, plodding down with a hurdle of expelled energy. He cries out with excursion and falls unconscious while he sits. With time spare and the abundance of endless thoughts, a letter was started and turned into a diary, a journal that turned into a book in parts 1 of 22. Lives lived, written with factual fiction to describe a story that was stories, tales to told by legends who are leaving legacies for the future to read. With wet ink made from grains of sand to raise the blueberries, animal blood ink from the pages, readable by the blinded kin of his own, using his own blood when materials were scarce. The desperation to conclude the written thoughts of lived memories became an endless effort, filling thousands of pages. Writing with such desperation to include all decryption worthy of documentation, some of the writings were written with great conviction, full of adventure, love, lose, gain, greed and reality. Words writing with intelligence, with such decryption the reader is invested into the outcome as if it were their own, left in the one seeking more with curiosity. However, not all written down is so easy to read, understand or decipher. Dyslexia with a gift and curse. Some writings may seem nothing but drivel, but this was a desire driven to have it written down, an idea turned to a story, a dream struggling to be remembered, an insult to my enemies, dribbling of mind influenced by intoxications, dig up unthought reasons to share a past memories told through stupor states into the lives of made-up stories, written and recorded in the fear of being forgotten and lost, ideas, memories, stories all to be stolen by time, deteriorating with the life from where they had been thought, lived experiences unrecorded and lost to death, gone without evidence, no proof of ever once being an experience, either thought or emotion, simple gone if not recorded. So, some such ramblings might just have more to its meanings, or just hold a fear of being forgotten. With shaking hands, Sir J. Starr begins to write, a blind man's written words forged in raised ink, written on leather pages in efforts to heal a bruised ego. Words begin to describe what was the former battle ending in a first defeat. A young man lived a life full of pride until this moment was undefeated, now filled with the shame of being defeated, embarrassed to be taken as such a fool, lead to failure and a sore ego with that same pride bleeding with the bite of trusting unknown evil. As before such battle broke out, a friendship was forming from an unlikely couple, a common kindred spirited being that when in company filled the hours with laughter traded through stories of past travel, hood and chilling experiences that expanding into adult life, relatable in every way, operates enough to argue, have heated debates, two for a friendship were having any anger towards each other was to quickly pass and concluding laughter more often than ignorance until the next interaction. Like no other in his life, she became the closest to his soul, earning the title of my very best friend. I felt I'd found a long-lost sibling, maybe my unknown twin, with every part platonic, factual truth told as a sister would to a little brother. The faith in the trust I had built extended over years with a shared investment of a love for our platonic relationship, trusting in the loyalty that comes naturally having a best friend. As Tasha gets lost within the alter ego, under the skin worn like an outfit hiding her true form, hidden among the population of humanoids, a habit that becomes her escape, a break from the eternal demands of the Dark Mountain, an unlikely couple become best friends, unable to handle the realities of such emotions, such humanoid connections, such weakness even within herself must be destroyed. Self-destruction to separate any chance of an advantage, and so armies were sent towards rise formed from darkness and all directed towards an unwitting awaiting best friend and his destruction. A grown man filled with pride is cut down in an unexpected battle, taken by surprise with the energy having knowledge only his best friend would, directions to a hidden location, a hard-to-find place we called our secret living palace, a cave entrance covered by a giant hollow tree, To get behind you must go below. Down the hollow narrow trunk of the gatekeeper tree a slide down can fall steep unless a quick step right is taken. The quick way down would lead to bones being broken. As the long slide forged by the age of falling waters run long and smooth and appears with an appeal to take such venture down a path that moves with no intention has unknown ends. Below are more stones to step down onto a platform that overlooked a humongous cave, poorly lit from the glow worms within. The shimmer of glowing fish swim by, tiny looking from such heights, but to be up close would be overwhelming so small near such a colossus carefully and gracefully moving through the water depths of this enclosed cave. A being of illuminating light passing with its kin, a beautiful silence before the lurking surprise of battle. Monstrous beast emerged from shadows pouncing in attack. No walls for protection here on this open platform. Herds of Urukai orc beast crawl from underneath, drop down from above, come forth from left to right. They swarm like ants and I'm their feed. Not on this day, I call out a war cry to shock and offend. Drawing closer hordes of monsters, my sword swings with force and intention. Skilled I am, but the endless bodies come to slaughter. They do so with endless devotion. A painless, fearless army comes with the clouds and rolls like thunder on an endless wave of destruction. The tsunami of violence finally broke through my defenses and within moments I was all but dead. Beaten, battered, broken with defeat. A painful reminder of the embarrassment of being overcome. Overwhelmed by enemies in an unexpected battle that was met halfway through with the crushing emotional crash of knowledge to the brain. This was set in motion by the person you trusted with the loyalty of a best friend. The betrayal, desiccate, spitefulness, hatred for self hidden within addiction's rage had already consumed all that she would be. As Tasha indulged in the story that she had invented for an alter ego to blossom in a life she imagined as a child, an escape from the tormented life of internal whispers, fractured thoughts full of anger and burst of rage, an ego went to a safe place and met a friend for a while. This was them, until adult when she made a choice to kill of her alter ego and any links that could bring weakness and destroy any emotional leverage, including her ego's lifelong best of friend, the once blind chilling who grew to gain the title name Sir Knight J Star. At death's calling, being beaten, pocked, stabbed, bleeding into unconsciousness, darkness filled my eyes with glittering stars of breaking diamonds. As I thought life had left my body, the beating stopped. I regained a sense of awareness. With eye opened through the cave roof like a falling comet came down Ash Tasha with forced weight. Hitting the platform with gravity, the strength landing forced to crack into the platform ledge with the heavy stomp of this monster's foot coming pounding onto my broken swollen face. The entire ledge gave way, breaking free from the cave's walls and tilting with the fall of gravity taking it forward. She stand in full view sticking to the large rock falling with me under her feet looking eye to eye. She says goody to humanity, leaping away and leaving the ledge to splash dive into the water depth below, with me on its decks. I felt the fresh cold shock of water rushing over me. Without strength I sink slowly towards the bottom of the darkened waters, to death I embrace. But it wasn't to be so. Chapter. After our recollections had been written, straight or in a stupor adhere to a book, completed it was, a focus on his father after strange things noticed, things not like himself begun to highlight his father's strange behaviors, turned out burst of confusion, blame, rage, begun to consume him with signs of a deteriorating brain, time would worsen all symptoms without help becoming an enemy to oneself fighting the brain in its decay. Losing oneself into a darkness, evil prevails in such states of careless in insults and armful with vengeance thoughts to torment, belittle, offend and hide behind a wall while he throws shit. He has lost his mind to the devil, infected with evil and festering decay. The choice to smother his father into an endless sleep or to leave such evil dwellings to walk away from the spitting of consistent rambling insulting comments that come in a offensive bombardment from the mouth of a death-possessed father. Full of his own fester the rotten thoughts willing to spread and infect disaster, decay, mayhem of the mind and death to all once scared. The choice to leave came with ease, as the once welcoming door closed on exit the same darkness crept his body within the doorway and with one step the door had all but faded away, like a mist covering all. The dark veil slid him away into dreamlike state, to awake on the riverbed from where he first laid to rest by the fresh water again by his side. Questioning was it all a dream? What about what he had written in the pages of leather inked in sand and blood? Was that a dream too? Chapter. A journey onward home. In the time past soothed with food and quenched with hydration, he came to conclude a newfound strength in wisdom, growth in spirit and expanse in all physical attributes, stamina increased running hours with ease, stealth assisted by the forest and all its dwelling habitats, towards home where his family awaits his return after a long absence. He is still greeted with love and seniority by the townsfolk of Brassing.